Hey Ador Vision, Sunday the 10th of February, Rabbi Baruch Jalovsky, the emergency Tachnun Shaila. This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by Family Smus, Le'ilu Nishmas, Harav Yaakov David Ben Nosson Zeiv HaKohen.
Is an emergency.
I think it was the Satmar Rebbe who once said, "A goy will never know the simcha of not saying Tachanun on Monday or a Thursday." I remember I was once davening at the Kosel. It was a Thursday morning, and there was a big minyan. Hasn't finished. Chazaras Hashatz, we were just about to begin Tachanun when somebody appeared and he said, "Actually, I'm getting married today." So there was this almost squeal of delight. So he then said, "But actually I'm getting married only after the Shkia." Oh. And there then ensued, this is not an exaggeration, an argument between two of them spalling for about a quarter of an hour. Everybody was waiting there. During that time, you could have said Tachanun twice, in Hebrew and in English. And eventually, Talmud Chochim came forward and he explained, and this is actually the halacha, that you do say Tachanun. Upon which one of the Mispalim was so put out, he walked out in protest and probably began all over again, Abi, not to say Tachanun. So, a Tachanun Shaila, which particular Shaila are we discussing? This is a Shaila that I was asked about half a year ago or so. It was in the summer. I wasn't in the shul at the time. And interestingly, the Shaila reoccurred three times within the space of a month. So I took it as a Simon min HaShemayim. This is obviously an inyan that needs to be explored. What was the shaila? There was a minyan in a shul for mincha. Yeah. The chazan finished chazaras hashatz. Everybody was just about to set themselves up to sit down to say tachanun. And all of a sudden, the bal tefillah starts saying kaddish, yiskadal v'yiskadash. So that's the amazing thing about tachanun. When it comes to tachanun, everybody's always prepared to be done with kaf zechus. The summer, the chazan knows something that we don't, maybe there's a chosen here, or a bris milah, or something, and nobody objected. So there's no tachanun today. And then somebody did approach the chazan immediately after he finished saying kaddish, and says, "My hi, why did we not say tachanun today?" So he says, "Well, don't you know, it's Tu B'Av. Tonight, the 15th of Av, we don't say tachanun. Mincha before, you also don't say tachanun, so that's why I said kaddish." So the person says, no, you miscalculated. Tu B'Av is not till tomorrow night. Today is not Erev Tu B'Av. Today is Erev Tu B'Av. We should in fact have said Tachanun. So this was now the emergency Tachanun Shaila. So what do we do now? We said Kaddish. We haven't yet said Oleinu. Would you now say Tachanun? Because it turns out that it was a mistake. You should never have said Kaddish. Do you in fact now say Tachanun? Or is it too late? Once he said Kaddish, you have to move on. And if you would say Kaddish, if that would be the psak, if you would say Tachanun, would you then say Kaddish again, having already said it after Chazaras Hashatz? Or no? Maybe you'd have to repeat Tachanun, say Tachanun, because that hasn't been said, but Kaddish has. That was the Shaila. As I mentioned, this incredibly reoccurred three times. I was in a Beis HaMedrash, elsewhere, where the chazan also launched into Kaddish immediately after Chazaras Hashatz, and he thought that day was Erev Rosh Chodesh, and it wasn't. It was a day before Erev Rosh Chodesh. On another occasion, he thought there was a bris in the shul, so he said Kaddish, and it turns out, no, the baby was yellow. In fact, the bris had been postponed. So the shaila can, of course, crop up in various different circumstances, but the tzad hashaver between them all is, what do we do when a chazan says Kaddish, thinking that there should be Tachanun, should be no Tachanun, and it transpires that that was a mistake. Of course, by the way, this is not our discussion for today, but the reverse shaila also would need to be looked at. And that is when the tzibur do start saying Tachanun, and in the middle, all of a sudden, somebody remembers, "Hey, one second, there's a chosen here in the Beis HaMedrash." So what do you do? Do you stop Tachanun in the middle, or given Shehischil, do you continue? That's a shaila for a different day. But we're discussing today, Be'ezah Hashem, for a few moments, what do you do when the Chazan says Kaddish, thinking that there's not supposed to be Tachanun, it transpires that was a mistake, there should indeed have been Tachanun, so what do we do now? Do we now say Tachanun, and if we do, would we repeat Kaddish? Or perhaps neither are said, it's too late. So we need to go back to first principles. The Tefillah of Tachanun, a central part of the Tefillah, the Torah explains, Shem Chazal, that when one finishes the Chazoras Hashatz in the morning, every single day, besides for Shabbos obviously, we then have what's called Nefilas Apayim. After Nefilas Apayim, we say the Tefillah of Anachnu Lo Neida Ma Nases. The Torah explains that what is in fact happening is as follows. We are trying to be mispalel to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every tzura that we could possibly come up with. We have just davened ba'amida, physically standing up. We have then been mispalel b'nefilas apayim. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch and the early Makairos, there's room to discuss it. It was a full-out hashtach avoya, similar to what we do on Yom HaNeroim. We do not do that. We just put our arms down, as we know. We then sit up. So we're neither bowing nor standing, we're sitting. So we've now davened ba'amida, b'yeshiva, u'b'nefilas apayim. Why in these three modes of tefillah? So the Torah explains because we find that Moshe Rabbeinu himself also davened in these three manners. The Pasuk writes in Parshas Ekev, v'eishev b'har. Also there it says, v'anoichi omadati. Bahar. There is a lashon of yeshiva, a lashon of amida, and then finally it says vo'esnapal, lashon of nefila lifnei Hashem. So the Torah says we are emulating Moshe Rabbeinu. We are trying to exhaust every option of tefillah v'tachanunim in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to reflect those that Moshe Rabbeinu himself davened in. Eventually, we have no options left. We've tried everything. Amida, yeshiva, nefilas apayim. So we say, v'anachnu loy neida manaseh. I don't know what to do now. I have no other options left on the table. So I say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please listen to my tefillah, whichever one it should be, the yeshiva, the amida, the nefilas apayim. Either way, I have davened in every which way I could think of. That is the basic principle, the yesod of Tachanun. We therefore understand that it is by no coincidence that Tachanun is therefore said immediately after Shemoneh Esra. It wasn't placed there by accident, it's very much a continuation of Shemoneh Esra, having just davened. But Amida, we then continue into our other options, our other forms of tefillah, the Nefila, Nefila Sapayim, and also the Yeshiva. The Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Nun Tes Omad Beis, relates the whole story with regard to Rabbi Lozor and Gamliel, the details of which are beyond the scope of today's share. The Gemara continues in the final line of this story is, the wife of Rabbi Lozor said, because of the whole episode that occurred there, that Loi have a shov kalela Rabbi Lozor. She would not have enabled her husband Rabbi Lozor lemeipel al ape to say Tachanun. That's what she declared. She would have ensured that her husband was unable to say Tachanun. Now, what does that mean? How is it that you can ensure that your husband doesn't say Tachanun? So the Beis Yosef quotes there in Simon Kuf Lamed Aleph, Hashem the Talmidei HaRashba. What does that mean? V'chisala al daitcha. Frek the Talmidei HaRashba. Would you possibly think that she literally stood next to him ensuring that he wouldn't say Tachanun 24 hours a day? How could that be? So the Talmidei HaRashba says, no. Elo, shehoiso mafsekes. She would have been mafsik mikavonas tfilosoi lahafsikoi b'shar dvarim. No, she couldn't possibly have remained with him for 24 hours. She would have got him to be mafsik following his Shmoneh Esra prior to saying the Tachanun. He continues, v'shuv, im hoyo noifel alapov. After that, if he would have then said Tachanun, loy hoysot tfilosoi kol kach nishma'as. Then his tfilah would not have been listened to the extent it would have had he not been mafsik. In other words, The Talmidei HaRashba are learning this pshat in the Gemara, which is rather mechudish. When you read the Gemara, the simple translation of the Gemara is, she would have enabled him not to have said Tachnan at all. That's the simple understanding of the Gemara. It turns out from the Talmidei HaRashba that's not in fact what she meant. There's no way of ensuring that he doesn't say Tachnan. I could, however, have ensured that he would say Tachnan. He would say Tachnan. But it wouldn't be in a manner that it would be accepted and listened to by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kol Kach. How could you have ensured that? By making him be mafsik. If there will be some sort of hefsik between the Shemoneh Esra and the Tachnun, that's the best that the wife of Rabbi Elazar could have done. That way, even if he would then have proceeded to say Tachnun, it just wouldn't have been the same. The Beis Yosef, having quoted this Talmidei HaRashba, says, I learn from this Rashba that you see quite clearly that you're not supposed to be mafsik from Shemoneh Esra to Tachnan. That's the moral of this story. That, in fact, is what Rabbi Elazar was trying to do, the wife of Rabbi Elazar was trying to do, and it's the Talmidei HaRashba, having learned their pshat in the Gemara. Other Rishonim learn differently, but this is the way the Beis Yosef quotes. You see, the big principle that emerges from the Talmidei HaRashba is that you're not supposed to be mafsik from Shemoneh Esra until you say Tachnan. The Loshon of the Beis Yosef is very important. He says, I learn from the Rashba, She'ein ledaber, he's not supposed to speak, bein tfilo letchino, between the davening Shemoneh Esra and the tchino of Tachanun. Now these are his words. Dekula, because all of it, ke'ein tfilo arichtehi. Because it is, as it were, one long davening. In the same way as in the middle of Shemoneh Esra, obviously one doesn't talk, so too between Tachanun and Shemoneh Esra, one might view this as two separate parts of tefillah, says the Beis Yosef, although essentially it is, but it's ke'ein. It is as if it's all kula tefillah aricht, as if it's one long tefillah. Now, the way that we quoted the Torah in the beginning, we understand what the Beis Yosef means. Tachnun is not unrelated to Shemoneh Esra at all. It's very much related. This is the whole purpose of Tachnun, to round off the Shemoneh Esra, having davened be'amida, I now daven be'yeshiva, I daven be'nefilas apayim, and that's what the Beis Yosef says, that it's ke'en tefillah arichta. It's as if it's one long process of davening, and for that reason, one should not be mafsik bedibur. This is indeed gepaskent in Shulchan Aruch, in Kuf Lamed Aleph, in the very first sif of Hilchas Tachanun, ein ledaber bein tefillah lenefilas apayim. That's where he says one shouldn't speak.
Not speak at all during Shachris.
100% right. One shouldn't speak at all. I remember I once davened in a particular shul in Eretz Yisrael and it used to drive me crazy. There was a fellow who used to come in and used to talk and talk and talk and talk. And eventually, after this happened for days on end, one of the older members of the killer approached him and he had enough. And he went up to him and said, you know, you come here to shul und direkt mit jeder einer, abinisch der Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Speak to everybody except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course you're 100% right. One shouldn't be davening, one shouldn't be talking at all in davening. But here there is this extra additional reason over and above that, because that one shouldn't be this hefsek between Shemoneh Esra and Tachanun. The Mishnah Berurah has a discussion, it's quoting the Mogen Avraham, exactly which type of dibur is being referred to. It's clear that Dvarim Sheba Kedusha, if for whatever reason in between Shemoneh Esra and Tachanun you hear a Kaddish or a Kedusha, you should respond. We're talking about Dvarim Shel Chol, Sichas Cholin, at least as the Mishnah Berurah explains, if it's going to lead into a whole discussion. If it's a smaller dibur, perhaps it's mutter, but either way, that is the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens, Ein Ledaber Bein Tfila Lenafila Sapayim. The Mishnah Berurah, however, does say that if one did speak, one shouldn't have, for several reasons, but for Tachanun purposes, as we said, because the Tachanun is supposed to be a continuation of Shemoneh Esra, but if indeed you did speak, says the Mishnah Berurah B'dieved, one can still say Tachanun. Now the truth of the matter is, that is the way the Talmidei HaRashba, it's very meduyik in his words. Again, the Gemara said that the wife of Rabbi Elazar said that I could have ensured my husband didn't say Tachanun. The Talmidei HaRashba says that's not quite literal. Rather, I could have ensured that he wouldn't say Tachanun in a manner that it would be Nishma'as Kol Kach. So it's quite clearly evident in the Rashba that he would in fact have said Tachanun, even though he has already been Mafsik. what the wife of Rabbi Elazar managed to achieve, for whatever reason she wanted to do this, that would have diminished the power of that Tachanun. But it's quite clear that even though you're not supposed to be mafsik, b'dievet, if you are mafsik, you still do proceed and you say Tachanun, and this is the way the Mishnah Berurah haskins. There is a sefer, Orchas Rabbeinu, which is a recording of several piskei halachas and stories, anecdotes, hanhogos of the Chazon Ish Zecher Tzadik Livrocha. In there is recorded a very short story, and this is brought in the Sefer Ishei Yisrael, the amazing Sefer on Tefillah by Arav Feifer. And it says there, Uvda Hava Eitzel Rabbeinu, Rabbeinu being the Chazon Ish, where precisely the Shaila that we were discussing. It says a Bal Tefillah launched into Kaddish, following Chazoras Hashatz. It says there that it occurred at the Tefillah of Mincha. It turns out it was a mistake. I spoke to a Talmud Chacham in Eretz Yisrael. He says that the Velt Zok, that the case was, he thought there was a Chosn in the Beis HaMedrash, and it turns out there wasn't. The Tziva Moron Ligmoir, and Moron, our Rebbe, the Chazon Ish, instructed the Bal Tefillah to keep on going, move onwards, V'loi Omar Tachna. And not to say Tachanun, ad kan. This is the way that it's recorded there in the Sefer Orchas Rabbeinu. In Ishei Yisrael, they have hundreds and hundreds of shailos of piskei halachas that the Baal Mechaba asked himself, Reb Chaim Kanievsky. I met him recently, and he told me that all these shailos were asked personally to Reb Chaim Kanievsky. Sheyarech yomim v'shomim. Over there, here in Perek Chof Zayin, he quotes this story. And he brings, in the name of Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the story of B'Shem Chazon Ish. V'oid kosav li hagrach Kanievsky. Says Reb Chaim told me, personally, says the Mechaba, de'einom tzrichim lachzor v'loy matachnun. Not only did the Chazon Ish mean, of course Reb Chaim Kanievsky is the nephew of the Chazon Ish, not only did he mean not to say tachnun now, neither would one say tachnun v'loy la'acha kaddish v'loy la'acha tfilah. That's what the Chazon Ish really meant. Not to say Tachanun now or at all. Once this mistake has been made, as far as the Chazon Ish was concerned, it is non-rectifiable. That's the way it's recorded in Perek Chof Zayin. In Perek Chof Vav, right at the beginning, he brings also the story once again of the Chazon Ish, the Kosav Li Hagrach Kanievsky Shlita, that it could be that also the same would be for Shachris. Even though the story with the Chazon Ish occurred at Mincha, but it could well be that the same would be true for Shachris as well. Now, what does he mean by being Mechadish over here? Why would that be a Chiddush? It's true, the story of the Chazon Ish did occur at Mincha. But why would you think that it should be different were it to be Shachris? What's the Chiddush of Reb Chaim Kanievsky? So it could be that there is a difference, because as we know, the Kaddish that really finishes off the Tefillah is Kaddish Tiskabel. Tiskabel Tzeloysen of Usen. When it comes to Mincha after Tachanun, you say Kaddish Tiskabel, and that really therefore terminates the whole inyan of the Shmuel Esrei. So in theory, I could well suggest that the Psak of the Chazon Ish perhaps only refers to Mincha. Because once the Chazna says Tiskabel Tzeloysen of Usen, that's the end of the Tefillah. So perhaps then the Chazon Ish, Beroiv Gavusei B'Chochmosei held, you cannot then go and say Tachanun, because you've already said Kaddish Tiskabel, that ends the whole inyan of Shmuel Esrei. Whereas when it comes to Shachris, where you only say Chatzi Kaddish, you then proceed to say Tachanun and Asher Yivol Etzion, and you only say Kaddish Tiskabel right at the end, in theory what could be Mechalik? And perhaps then the Chazon Ish could in theory have held that even if the Chazon would have said Kaddish, but because he hasn't says Kaddish Tiskabel, you are still, as it were, in the process of the Tefillah. Halacha l'maisa, by the way, if people leave the shul, they shouldn't, but if people leave the shul, and there are less than a minion remain, you can still say Tachanun, and Chatzi Kaddish, and Asher Yivol Etzion, and Kaddish Tiskabel, as long as at least six people remain, because that's all considered a hemshech of the Tefillah. So, the way I understood, is that's what Reb Chaim Kanievsky is being Mechadish over here, that no, even though in theory that might be a chilek between Shachris and Mincha, but as far as he's concerned, the Chazon Ish would not have been Mechalek. When the Chazon makes his mistake, He says Kaddish, that's it. One moves forward and one does not go back to say either the Tachanun or the Kaddish again. Having said that, I saw in the Sefer Halicha Shlema, recordings written by the grandson of Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he writes there was a story where on a Monday or on a Thursday morning, it was a day of Kriyas HaTeira, they said Kaddish and did not say Tachanun. They took out the Sefer Torah from the Aron HaKodesh, and all of a sudden it transpired. They then realized they had made a mistake. They thought there was a bris, there was no bris. They thought there was a chasn, in fact, he didn't turn up. So Rav Shlomo Zalman writes then, Alicha Shlomo, you cannot say Tachanun now. Why? And he said, you can't even cover the Sefer Torah and say Tachanun. Now we consider a bizoyan to the Sefer Torah. Rather, having taken out the Sefer Torah, one should be Koirei Batorah, or put it back in the Aron HaKodesh, and then say Tachanun, and then say Ashrei. So it's quite clear, L'chaira, that Rav Shlomo Zalman seemed to be disagreeing with the Chazon Ish. Unless we would suggest the chilik that we said before. Perhaps in theory, you can make Shalom, Talmidei Chachamim Marim Shalom Ba'olam. Maybe Rav Shlomo Zalman was only referring to Shachris, Ein Lecha Boya Lechidushei, for the reasons that we said before, because you haven't yet said Kaddish Tiskabel. So maybe in that case he said, Baseda, it's true, you've said Kaddish, it's true, you've done Kriya Satira, but it's not too late. You can still say Tachanun. But in theory, maybe if the story would have occurred at Mincha, maybe he would have said Kaddish Tiskabel would be a different issue, and maybe then he would have agreed. I was talking to my uncle, whom I know is familiar to you, he's been here on several occasions, Hagoyen Rabbi Yom Tov Zanger Shlita. And I asked him, what would he have paskened in this case? Immediately he told me, it's well known, the story of the Chazon Ish. However, he told me it's very difficult to pasken a Shaila Halacha L'Maisa based on a story recorded in Orchas Rabbeinu. You don't know all the details of the story. It's very, very difficult to pasken a Halacha. And besides, he told me, take a look, he says, have a look in Tshuvas L'Hiris Nosan, written by Hagoyen Rav Nosan Gishtetner, one of the Goinim, Tamidi Chachamim, of Eretz Yisrael, who was Nifta only a few years ago, a prolific writer, many tshuvas and chidushim, al-kolatei rakula, he tells me, my uncle, have a look in his tshuva, you will see he writes some paskens quite clearly, not like the Chazon Ish, and my uncle said, and you'll see, v'chol dvorov muchrochim. V'chol dvorov muchrochim. Fine, he tells me what to do, mitzvah l'shmoel adivri chachamim, I had a look at the tshuva there. He doesn't quote either of Shlomo Zalman Auerbach or the Chazon Ish, but he does write exactly this. Maisa, the Baal Tefillah accidentally said Kaddish, he says it's Poshut Uborur that you'd say Tachanun afterwards. Poshut Uborur, no problem at all. And he says, even though it's true, as we said, you're not supposed to be Mafsik, as the Shulchan Aruch quite clearly told us, but the Shulchan Aruch and the Poskim also tell us that if you were Mafsik, b'di'eved, you still go and say Tachanun.
After Skabel.
The Mishabur is not Machale. Mishabur there is talking about if you're Mafsik Bedibu, if somebody had a shmooze, he shouldn't have, but he did, even though that was certainly not Lachatchila, he would still say Tachanun. And he brings other rayas that Hefsik is not Ma'akiv, one would still say Tachanun. Now he says, you might in theory tell me that, one second, there's no raya. It's true, it says in the Mishnah Berurah that you're not supposed to be mafsik, but if you do, you still say tachanun. But that's talking about a hefsik of dibur. If you say kaddish, maybe that's worse. What he means is, and he explains, and he launches into a whole arichas dvarim, we'll just mention the headline, the yesod of kaddish, he quotes a rabbi, the yesod of kaddish is in order to clearly demonstrate that this is the siyum of this part of tefillah. So you finish Shmoneh Esrei, there's a siyum. You now move on to the next stage of tefillah. You say Kaddish, that clearly is indicative of the fact we have finished this part, we're now moving on to the next. Says, therefore, Hagoyen Rav Nosson Gishtetner, that even though the Poskim say that if you talk, the Sichas Chulin, it's not Ma'akev, and you still can say Tachanun after that, but maybe Kaddish is worse. Maybe Kaddish represents an absolute finality of that stage of tefillah, and it's too late, you cannot say Tachanun now. Says Rav Nosson, I have a raya she'enol of tshuva, but that's not the case. What's his raya? A raya from Hilchas Avelus. The raya is, the Taz in Yeridin, Siman Shemayim Vov, quotes a Rekeach. The Rekeach says that one does not say Tachanun in the base ovel. Somebody is Rachmana Litzlan sitting Shiva. There is no Tachanun said in the base ovel. Says the Reikeach, but the Mispalalim there, when they get home after davening, should say Tachanun. As long as get past them to the Reikeach. So you see clearly that even though they didn't say Tachanun, and they in fact were not supposed to say Tachanun, there's been a Hefzik of Kaddish and Ashrei, everything you like, they still say Tachanun. Now, says Rav Nosson, I know you're going to tell me, Shkoyach, that's what the Rekeach says. The Taz argues, and we don't paskin like the Rekeach. We paskin, as we are all aware, that if we go to the base oval, we do not say Tachanun. We get home, we don't say Tachanun either, so fakir it, it's a realistic. Says Rav Nosson there, that no, all the Taz means to say is that because the halacha is that one does not say Tachanun in the base ovel, that became now the tsura of the tefillah for somebody who davens in the base ovel. So we're not now going to reintroduce the chiyuv of Tachanun if at the time you were absolutely potter. That's all the Taz means. In other words, the Taz doesn't mean to disagree with the Rekeach because, oh, but there's been a hefsek and it's too late. He doesn't mean because of the hefsek. He agrees to the Rekeach. The Bnei Geah to the hefsek. It's true you've said Kaddish and you've said all the rest, the remaining part of Tefillah, that wouldn't be an issue. The only reason I disagree with the Rekeach is because if you were potter at the time, we're not going to reintroduce the Chiv. But in our case, says Rav Nosson, where there was a Chiv Tachanun at the time, the Baal Tefillah mistakenly said Kaddish, so then you see from the Rekeach and from the Taz that the Hefsek issue is in fact a non-issue. And one should, and one is supposed to say Tachanun afterwards for that reason. And this is, I think, what my uncle meant. And he says, V'chol dvarav muchrachim, he concludes and he says, not only would I paskin that you should in fact say Tachanun, he says it's poshul to borer as well, that you'd say Kaddish as well. For the reasons that we just stated, because Kaddish always represents the siyum of this inyan, and shows us we're now about to begin a new inyan. So it's true, they said Kaddish already, that was a mistake. Now that I've paskin, says Rav Nosson, you're supposed to say Tachanun again, that concept of having to say Kaddish to show that I finished this inyan and I'm about to begin a new one, still holds true. So that's the way he concludes in his Tshuva, and he says it's poshut you should say Tachanun, it's poshut you should say Kaddish as well, and that's the way he paskins. Even at the end, you see it's Loigara from the Rekeach who says you'd say Tachanun even at home. Depends when you say Tachanun. If you've already said Kaddish Tiskabel, Kaddish Tiskabel, in addition to being the inyan of the Mafsik, as we explained, there is the specific inyan, it's the Gemara HaTfilah. So l'choy, there wouldn't be necessity to say the Kaddish Tiskabel again. So either way, there seems to be a huge discussion. The Chazon Ish, at least the way it's recorded, says that one would not say Tachanun. We mentioned the name of Shlomo Zalman Oyebach. He clearly paskins that one does. This is the way that appears in the Tshuva of Lohiris Nosan. I asked my Rebbe, Hagoyin of Shlomo Zalman Ulman, Shlita, one of the prime Talmidim of Rav Shmuel Vozner, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, what would he paskin in a case like this? The Baal Tefillah says Kaddish. Mistakenly, would you or wouldn't you say Tachanun? And he says to me, he lives in Bnei Brak, Astra Dema. Maybe that's why he said it, but he said as far as he was concerned, you would not say Tachanun again, and you would keep on moving. He did, however, say it would depend on how far you had reached in Kaddish. In other words, if you just begun, Yiskadov, Yiskadish, and they said, no, it's a mistake, then you would go back, you haven't really launched into Kaddish fully. But if you'd really begun, and you'd reached Omen Yeheshmei Rabbah, then you would not say Tachanun. So we're left with a huge machlokes. Interesting to note that the Mishnah Berurah says, and with this we'll finish, with regard to this halacha about saying Kaddish in the base of Ovel, the Mishnah Berurah says that Yesh Oimrim, that you do say Tachanun at the end. The machlokes that we said before. Says the Shaar HaTzion, that's what the Taz says. The Taz says you don't say it at home, but some say that you do. So we have a big machlokes. Says the Shaar HaTzion, it's true, others are cholek, benafilas apayim, shemin lahokil. Shemin lahokil. In the Sefer Isha Yisrael, they asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky a fascinating shayla. We all know if there's a bris in shul, or bris going to be take place today, you don't say tachanun. There's a baby who's yellow, but not quite, and there's a big sofek, will there be a bris, or will there not be a bris? So what do? You say tachanun, or you don't say tachanun? Rav Chaim Kanievsky passes there, sofek tachanun lahokil. That's what he says, and this is the way, in fact, I found the Shaar HaTzion says so clearly. I found other makoris as well. So for Ochoira, there will be very big mokim to say, Kedai, Moron, Achazan Ish, Lismuch, Olov, at least this is the way that it's recorded. One would not say Tachnun again, one would certainly not say Kaddish, albeit that there are Achoilkim, clearly Rechon Zaman Oebach held not that way, clearly Rev Nosson Gestetner Paskin, absolutely clearly not that way. I personally was makabel from my Rebbe that one would not say Tachnun. I would just say in conclusion, Rav Yosef Haim Zonnenfeld, Ziknei Gedeli Eilim in Yerushalayim, was, as is well known, a moil. It was a moil. One can imagine if Rav Yosef Haim Zonnenfeld would be around, he would be, what is a privilege, a cover to Mechabedim to be our moil, and indeed people were. So therefore, anybody who davened in his shul invariably never said Tachnun. Never said Tachnun. So somebody approached him and says, well, Rebbe, how can this be? I mean, we never say Tachnun. For all intents and purposes, we could just tear out the Tachnun page from the Siddur. So Yosef Chaim says, tear it out from the Siddur. No, better to tear it out from the Siddur. Chas v'sholem to tear one sif of Shulchan Aruch out of the Shulchan Aruch. That is the halacha of Sukkah. As we said, we must never chas v'sholem be mezalzel, the tefillah chashuva, albeit as we've clearly seen in our circumstances when one does not say Tachnun.